Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcela and I am calling from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. It's only going to take about 10 minutes, so would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
Yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is the year that you were born?
71.
71, thank you. Now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish descendants?
No.
No, thank you. And what is your race?
African American.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
10th grade.
Okay, thank you. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? You can rate it from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you have no power at all, 5 means that you have some power, and 10 means that you have a lot of power. Thank you. And now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
That's okay. Thank you. And now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards the person or organization, 5 means that you are neutral, and 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable. And if you've never heard of the person, you can let me know that as well. Firstly, we have the Republican Party in general.
No.
Would you rate it from 0 to 10?
Republican, 0.
Okay, thank you. What about the Democratic Party?
10.
10, thank you. Next, we have people. So the first one is Donald Trump.
No.
0?
0.
Okay, next we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
Okay. Next we have the Attorney General Josh Stein.
0.
0, thank you. Next is Kamala Harris.
10,
thank you. Next we have Joe Biden.
10.
And the last one is J.D. Vance. 5?
What was the last question?
Last person is J.D. Vance.
0.
0? Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you choose the Democrat Kamala Harris, the Republican Donald Trump, the third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third party?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democrat.
Thank you. And now, I'm going to read you 2 statements, and you let me know which of the following is closer to your opinions, even if neither of them is perfect. So you let me know which one you think is the closest to what you think. The first one says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life the most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. And the second one says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
The second.
And would you say it's somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. And now, Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Now it's three of them. So the first one says, our government and political system works effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for our issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And the third one says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
The third one.
That's okay. Thank you. Now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? So it's only three. The first one is the future of the country. Positive or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. Next is your own future.
Negative.
That's okay. And the last one is the future of the planet.
Negative.
Okay, thank you. Now, from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 elections, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
About the same.
That's okay, thank you. And now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You can select up to two answers, or if it's none of the above, you can let me know that as well. So I'm going to read them for you. It says, I don't know enough about the candidates because voting doesn't change the things that matter to me. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't have time to vote, or I don't like any of the candidates.
No.
Okay. Thank you. That's great, actually. And now, even though you didn't choose that option, but it says, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? And the options are racist politicians, Democrats, Republicans, or all politicians. Or if it's none of the above, you can choose that one as well.
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Now this one's a little longer, but we're almost halfway through. So it says, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10, where 0 means that this threat will certainly not happen, 5 is not sure, and 10 means that the threat is a near certain to happen. So I'm going to read them for you, and you rate them from 0 to 10 if you believe they could happen. So the first one says, increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Zero.
Okay.